Thanks, Jonas. And speaking of the head coach, look who I have here. Head coach Todd Bowles. Thanks for joining us, Todd.
No problem, Danae. How you doing?
I am great. I cannot believe training camp is here. This is your third year as the head coach of the Jets going to training camp. Is it kind of the same now? Old hat?
No, it's always new. Every year is different, you know, especially after last year. You want to come back rejuvenated. The guys came in great shape, so I'm excited to get started.
How is this year different from last year?
Bunch of new players. You know, we got a lot younger, obviously, from a player standpoint. So it's teaching these guys all over again. You get to teach them from scratch and everything's different. So you got to create a different culture for these guys. So that part of it is different.
Let's talk about the different culture, because when you walk into the building now, you see one team, one goal. Talk to me about that.
Well, that's our object every year, regardless of who's here. We're trying to get to the Super Bowl, regardless of what anybody says or what anybody thinks. We're trying to get to the Super Bowl. We think we can take it day by day and go practice by practice, improve and get better, and look forward to the regular season.
And even you changed the whole, you walk down the halls, everything's different. Why did you make those changes?
There's a lot of history here. They had a lot of great players in the past, and I like the guys coming in to see who was before them and what they represented and what they represent for the city, and we need to be like that.
When you had your first team meeting, did you talk about that?
We talked about it before we left. We'll be talking about it in the past few days, the next few days coming forward, but they see the people in the hallway. They see the changes. They see the changes in practice. They see the changes in people. They see the changes in the culture. So we just got to keep building towards that.
What are some of the things that changed in practice?
Our tempo, number one. I mean, we're in and out of the huddle. We're sprinting. Everybody's holding each other accountable a lot more. There are consequences for everything. And when players start coaching each other, that's when you see us getting better. And that's changed.
Have you noticed players coaching other players?
There was a lot more in the spring. Obviously, with the first day of practice, there was a little bit. But as practice goes on, there's hot and heavy competition. But at the same time, people are making each other better.
Do you like that? I mean, do you see a difference already?
No, I love that. I see a difference. We just got to keep working and making it better and better.
Let's talk about some of these players. Jamal Adams, he's coming in with a lot of expectations. Are they a little too high?
No, he's a good football player. I think if he just does his job and plays football like he played in college, he'll be fine. We don't worry about expectations. Our expectations are to win. We're not worried about individual player expectations. Like you said, one team, one goal.
Leo, what do you expect from him?
Personally, just to get better with hand placement here and there, but he works hard. He's a horse. He's a good player now. He just has to stay healthy and keep getting better and better.
Heading into training camp, even in the offseason, you said three guys are going for that starting quarterback position. What have you seen in these three guys?
Well, in the spring, each of them made some strides going forward. After one day of practice and T-shirts, you know, they got the kinks out and everything else. But when the pads come on and you have to bang the receivers and the timing has to change and the pressure becomes more, you get to see who stands out.
What do you need to see from these guys?
You want to see who has production, who makes the less mistakes, who commands the offense better and runs the team more smoothly.
You talk about these expectations. A lot of, in this outside world, everybody has this team 1-15. This team's not going to do anything. Does that motivate you guys, or do you even pay attention to that?
It's extra motivation. It's not what's motivating us to win. We want to win anyway because what we had last year, and like you said, we're trying to get to the Super Bowl. It's extra motivation. It's not the sole motivation of what we do. We win because that's what's inside of us, and that's what's inside our DNA when we play this game and we coach this game. But the extra talk as a competitor, it just fuels you even more.
And you walk in the locker room, and this Lombardi Trophy is closer now. Did you do that purposely? Obviously. Why did you want these players to see that?
Well, we want to see what we're trying to get to. We want to see. We haven't been to the Super Bowl since the 60s, so we're trying to work towards that every day, and every day you've got to be mentally tough, and you got to put in the work. Nobody's going to give you anything. So if you want that trophy, which is staring you in the face every day, you better be motivated to come out on the field. So that's why we moved it down the other end.
Do you feel like this locker room is closer than it was last year?
There's chemistry, and there's developing chemistry. We had more veterans last year.
Worry you that you don't have as many veterans this year?
No. I mean, how old do you have to be to win? You have to be... You're able to play football, you should be able to win ball games. So the quicker we come together as a team, which we have come together quite a bit, and I'm sure during this training camp we'll come together a lot more, the better chances we have in the win.
All right, thanks, Coach.
You got it.